Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
People need advice. 1-800-947-3979. You can call or text. If you want to email a longer one, idiots@freebeerandhotwings.com. All right, this one is complex. Ready?
Yes.
Yep.
I would like to remain anonymous for this email.
Okay, you got it.
My wife's extremely close friend, whom we will call Kathy, is currently trying to separate from her husband.
Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
An old tale. Sure.
Yep. Kathy and her husband, whom we'll call Tanner, have been married for about 4 years and have 2 children together under 5.
Ah, bummer.
Okay. Both Kathy and Tanner are under 30 years old.
Wow.
So Kathy's ready to bail. Kathy's been talking with my wife for the last 2 months or so about how she wants to leave her husband, Tanner. Tanner has done nothing wrong in the marriage by any means that we could recognize from the outside. He's a great father, loving and loyal. Kathy's bored of the marriage, essentially. Tanner found out about a week ago that Kathy is unhappy and potentially wanting to separate, but he does not have any idea how serious Kathy is about it.
So he doesn't see it coming.
Tanner reached out to my wife a few days ago, letting her know that he's planning a massive surprise party for his wife Kathy's birthday at the end of this month.
Ooh.
He's inviting everyone to their home, including friends and family.
Hmm.
The thing is, Kathy already told my wife weeks ago that she wants to be completely separated from Tanner and moved out by the end of the month.
Jeez.
I don't know if his head is buried in the sand or she's being not as forthcoming as she could, but if she's already made this decision, there shouldn't be any doubt left in his mind. That's my opinion. My wife faces the dilemma of whether or not she should let Tanner know that this is a bad idea and why he shouldn't do a surprise party. Or if she should let Kathy know that he's trying to surprise her for his birthday. Or if my wife should just simply act unknowing of everything and let the situation play out. What would you do?
She ought to tell her friend she's an idiot. What she ought to do. If this guy's great and it's just a matter of a little boredom, you got 2 kids and a good husband, go to therapy. Get a hobby. Like, try to at least work on it. It doesn't sound like she's even tried to work on anything. It just sounds like she's like, oh, I'm bored.
Pretty hard
to... two kids under 5?
It'd be hard
to bail?
Work on it if the other person doesn't know.
Right.
Yeah, she definitely needs to communicate with him.
Is he just being oblivious? And she has said it, and he's like, okay.
Yeah, but according to the emailer and his wife, like, he's a good dude and a great father. Like,
yeah.
It sounds like he's not doing anything wrong. He has no idea. She's just bored. That happens. People get bored. I get it.
Particularly, but I think you have kids young, you get married young, get to be about 30, and all of a sudden you're like, dang, man.
Yeah, that's the grass is greener.
I have a lot of friends who are still having a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if she doesn't do it now, though, it's just going to build for years. Because if she's bored, it might not just be with him. It might be with the life. You know, the I'm married, I have kids. Maybe that's just not what she wants anymore. So it's like she wants out. And so if she stays and potentially cheats or stays and resents him, I wouldn't want to feel that. But if I were the husband, I'd want her to communicate with me before telling friends, you know, to vent to a friend by all means. But you tell a friend that you want to be moved out and beyond the relationship by the end of the month, and you're going to blindside your husband. I don't, that just,
yeah.
A lot of people think she already has another dude.
Well, she probably does.
That's very possible.
I mean, if she's got like certain target dates and everything else. But nevertheless, you have kids. You know, you can be bored and it sucks, but the fact is you have a responsibility now. You wanted to bring those kids into the world and you did.
Well, presumably.
And you don't get to just walk off. I mean, I know people do it sometimes, but if you're going to walk off, then completely walk off and get out of their lives altogether. I mean, like that's, to me, that's just such garbage. I'm bored.
So what would you do? Would you let him have the... Let's say you're the wife. You're the wife who knows so and that Kathy's leaving, and you know Tanner's having a surprise party. Kelly, what are you going to do?
I tell Kathy. I don't tell her.
You tell
about,
Kathy?
I tell the wife, right?
Yeah.
Of who's wanting to leave as her friend. I go to her. I don't say anything necessarily like, hey, your husband's planning the surprise party and ruin it. But I let her know, hey, I've talked to your husband. I know your birthday's coming up. He's got some ideas in mind that seem really sweet. I just want you to know without ruining anything that if you are planning on leaving, you need to start having that conversation with him now. Because as your friend, you're putting me in the middle where I'm starting to feel like I've got to say something to one of the two of you.
Yeah.
And that's totally fine to say to that person. If you don't say something soon, then you can't expect me to keep your dirty little secret for forever.
Right.
That's just not fair. Especially if
you're
friends
with
both.
How long would you give her?
Honestly, if it were like right now, like earlier in the week, I would say you've got until the weekend. But if he brings it up again, I'll probably say to him, hey, her and I have had some conversations. And before you throw this party, you might want to go and talk to her. And you can let her know I've said this because as her friend, I told her like 5 days ago that I would tell you this if you came to me. And she hasn't yet. Like, that's what I would do.
That's a good way to not air each other's dirty business, like their own business to them, but still being like, hey, there's something you need to talk about.
Yeah. Like
I like that.
It's uncomfortable to know more about someone else's relationship than the other partner.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you feel like that other partner is going to be like left in the dark or hurt by it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a terrible feeling to have to sit
Heck
with.
Yeah. Hmm. This one, huge fan of the show. Thanks for making me laugh over the years. My wife and I are pregnant with our second child and we're due in 4 weeks. We're having trouble landing a name. We have a 3-year-old named Aria, and we're having another girl. Do you have any girl name suggestions?
I mean, Kelly and Maitland are pretty strong contenders.
Yeah.
Gracelina Tub Girl.
That's a strong one.
That's always very good.
It worked for my daughter. I mean, we call her that. Like, technically, on paper, it's Evelyn. Mm-hmm. But Gracelina Tub Girl is her true name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is a little girl, right?
Yep.
Yes. See, I like boy names on girls.
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, yeah. Do you want to have a girl who grows up to be hot?
Yeah, name
her
Kevin.
You got to give her a girl name or
Kevin?
A guy name.
For sure. But do you like
Riley?
K-E-V-Y-N?
Ooh, Tevin.
Or Kevlin.
I would throw in two useless apostrophes.
Yeah. Like K apostrophe V E L Y apostrophe N.
I would name her Logan, but I would spell it LHOA. Like, whoa. GAGUN. Logan.
Mm.
That's nice.
Yeah. Make sure you give them a really stupid spelling. I mean, a clever spelling.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Anything that ends in an E-I-G-H.
Oh, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. People love that. Kids love to learn how to spell Lee 10 different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we don't have any legit suggestions.
No,
is what
I do. I really do. My ex-boyfriend in Atlanta, his mom's name is Lindley. And I think Lindley is the cutest little name I've ever heard.
Especially in the South. Like Lindley.
I know. Lindley. I think that, but she spells it like Lindley. Lindley. But it's
Lindley.
Lindley. But everybody says Lindley. I think it's so cute. And then my friend's daughter's name is Winslet. And they call her Winsy.
Aw.
Winslet?
Winslet.
I've always liked the name Willow. Oh. Whenever I've met a little girl named Willow, she's just the sweetest little soul. And you're just like, oh.
What about Clark?
That's cute.
For a girl?
Yeah.
I like that.
I don't like any of these. Bring back Jennifer.
Jennifer. Oh, come on.
Jenny.
No, I think look back at your family names, like the really old ones that are coming back. I think those are always the coolest.
Ethel.
I met a girl named Ethel in college. No. She was so funny. I loved her.
Call her Etta or Eddie.
Little girl named Hazel.
Mm, yeah. Hazel's
good. That's really come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the family names idea. That's what we did. Both of our kids have family names as their middle names.
Yeah.
What about some people will walk through a cemetery and look at the names on the tombstones?
Could, if it strikes, ones.
That's
find one you like.
My grandma Cheese's name is June, and her sisters always called her Junie or Junebug.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's the cutest little thing, too.
Because their first baby is named Arya, this person says Sansa. It's the obvious answer. Game of Thrones reference.
Oh, yeah. Well, you would have that. Yeah.
This one of the little girls that's a little sister at my son's baseball games is named Harrison. I love it.
I like the name Harrison.
I like Harrison for a boy.
Yeah, we know.
Would you call the girl Harry?
Great name.
I don't love Harrison.
It'd be cute.
It would.
It'd be good.
I don't like it.
My grandma's name was Belmyra, and I think
Belmyra.
Belmyra Ben, and it was Ben with two N's, and I always thought Ben is a cute girl's name too with two N's, but Myra I loved. I always thought Myra was so pretty.
How about this one?
Yeah.
I've gone my whole life battling jealousy of my sister. I love her and I want her to be happy, but being the less attractive sister has stirred up a lot of insecurities in myself.
Yeah,
I'd be considered cute, but my sister isn't just a little prettier than me. She is a head turner. She's kind of stunning. She has height, body, face, and all of it. And she gets to live an extremely thrilling life because of what being beautiful brings. She dates powerful and famous men. Wait, what?
Wow. Like powerful and famous men. Okay.
Like a Rockefeller.
She's dating the Baron.
Okay, so this email is from Ethel Hadid.
Yes. It's not Bella.
She's the funny one.
Mm-hmm. Get spoiled with vehicles and luxuries. It's just night and day how different and stunning it is.
Yeah.
I have a normal life working 9 to 5, grew up being compared to that and overlooked in every aspect. Now I love my boyfriend, and he loves me, but he made a comment that I'm struggling to move past. We were out with a bunch of his friends, and I was meeting for the first time. Everyone had been drinking. I was asked about my siblings, and at some point, my boyfriend loudly proclaimed, "If you think so-and-so's pretty, you should see her sister."
Oh no, you fool! God. You idiot! You dumbass.
Oh, Steve Harvey would slap the hell out of you.
All right, you gotta leave him. There's about to be a guy who's single with two kids.
Then he began showing everyone at the table photos of her Instagram.
Oh, no.
Oh, this
is
such
a party
foul.
There and felt so small.
Yes.
How do I get over this? You don't.
You don't.
No, you're not going to for a while. Yeah, he's an idiot.
Like, how did you possibly think that would go? Okay.
That always happens with sisters where like you compare with each other. You compare yourself to the other. But yeah, when one has something that you really don't have, like my sister is very similarly. Like I'm the short, squishy one, and my sisters are both tall and like ripped and very toned and
wouldn't
like
describe you as short squishy.
I definitely wouldn't call you squishy. Like.
Maitland
but
is
compared
the short
to my sisters,
one.
I'm the short squishy one. And I remember there was a time we were checking out at the grocery store and I went to help my mom. I was like 19. I was home for the summer from college and I went to take Bud Light off the belt and put it in our cart. And the lady was like, no, you can't touch that. Like, you're not old enough to be handling it. I was like, I'm 19. I'm old enough to sell it.
Yeah.
Like,
right?
What are you talking about? And she looked at me. And then looked at my sister and was like, I would have thought you were the older one. You could be a model. You're just so, so beautiful. And then looked over at me and was like, you're cute too.
Oh,
and
God.
I still would never get over it. Like if a guy did that to
me. Nikki Glaser talks about that in her act a lot, but it's rooted in the truth because she always says her sister was really pretty and people would compliment them of, oh, your daughter is so beautiful.
Yes.
And this other daughter is going to be able to be anything she wants.
Right.
Subtext, except pretty.
This daughter's funny.
Yes.
This one could be a model, but hey, you're silly. You're silly little squishy goose.
God.
And so, it's like if a guy did that, I would straight up leave him. Do not get over it. Leave him and find someone who won't do that to you.
Yeah, because there's a way to say it where it's like, man, their parents. If I was their parents, I'd be sending out Christmas cards every year bragging about how beautiful my girls
are. She has such a beautiful family.
Right. Like, why would you just say
that? Just don't say it. I wouldn't even say that at all.
Yeah,
like, she didn't exist.
No.
If anybody says she's hot, you say who?
And don't dig your heels in.
What's her name? Yeah. Oh, you have a sister?
Never noticed. She's nice.
Yeah, and if you're asking about siblings, let her just say, I have a sister. And then be done with it. Don't go, yeah, you should see her.
And then pull up her Instagram. Hubba. That's disgusting.
Let's look at her picture. She's got some good bikini shots.
Pulling up her Instagram makes it from really bad to really, really bad.
Yeah, to break up.
Because it was bad before that.
Yeah, that goes from stupid to a-hole in my book. And I'm a guy.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Well, because then now anytime there's a family gathering or a family dinner, you're going to be sitting there wondering like, oh, he's talking to my sister. I wonder what's going through his head.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to be flirty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it wouldn't surprise you. That's for sure. All right. More people need advice. You need some? 1-800-947-3979.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, gourmet burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO at omahasteaks.com. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale. Plus, get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code AUDIO. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.